Coffee Break Italian, episode 5. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark e sono molto contento di essere qua con voi oggi. I'm really pleased to be here with you once again for Coffee Break Italian.
Ciao, e io sono Francesca e sono pronta per questo nuovo episodio di oggi.
And by the time we finish this course, we'll all understand exactly what Francesca has just said. But for now, I'll say, mi chiamo Katie, buongiorno.
Don't worry, Katie, non preoccuparti. If you continue to listen to these lessons, I'm sure you'll be making very good progress very quickly. Now, today we're back with a new lesson for you. We hope you're continuing to enjoy this. And we're going to be looking at a new topic today. That is the topic of introducing your family. It's something that happens very often when you're traveling. You might have a photo of your family and you would be introducing family members on that photo. Or indeed, you might be traveling with members of your family or your friends and you want to introduce them to your newfound Italian-speaking friends. That's what we're going to be learning about in this episode. However, before we get there, we need to do a little bit of recap. So recapping, what are we going to be looking at? Well, we're going to be looking at the phrase, where do you live? Francesca, can you remind us how you say, where do you live?
Dove abiti?
Let's try repeating that again after Francesca.
Dove abiti?
Dove abiti?
And of course, that is the informal version. I wonder if our listeners can remember how to make that formal. Katie, can you remember how you make that formal?
I think it was dove abita.
Molto bene, dove abita. Now, we learned how to say I live in somewhere. For example, I live in a town or a city. Can you remember how you would say I live in London, Katie?
Sì, abito a Londra.
Molto bene, Katie. Abito a Londra.
What about making it a little more complicated and saying, I live in Florence in Italy? Hopefully our listeners are giving that some thought. Katie, how would you say, I live in Florence in Italy?
Abito a Firenze in Italia.
Perfetto! Abito a Firenze in Italia.
Okay, all good so far. What about saying, I come from or I am from Paris, but now I live in Rome? We'll give our listeners some time to think. I am from Paris, but now I live in Rome. Katie.
Sono di Parigi. Ma adesso abito a Roma.
Bravissima, Katie. Sono di Parigi, ma adesso abito a Roma.
Fantastic. Now, there was one additional way that we expanded this sentence out, and that was to say something along the lines of, I am Scottish from Fife, but now I live in Dublin, Ireland. Katie, how would you say that?
Sono scozzese di Fife, ma adesso abito a Dublino in Irlanda.
Eccezionale! Sono scozzese di Fife, ma adesso abito a Dublino in Irlanda.
And we even had an extra new word in there from Francesca as well. What did you say there to say exceptional?
Eccezionale.
So each of us can aim to be eccezionale. Okay, it's time to move on to the content for today's lesson, and we're going to be introducing members of our family. Let's start by learning the words for some female members of our family. First of all, let's think about my mother.
mia madre.
Mia madre.
Let's try that again.
Mia madre.
Mia madre.
So the word for my here is mia. Mia madre. Now, I could say, this is my mother. And if I were to introduce my mother in this way, I could say, questa è mia madre. Listen again to this.
Questa è mia madre.
Questa è mia madre.
Just watch, Katie. Questa è mia madre. Can you repeat it?
Questa è mia madre.
Molto bene, Katie.
So, this is my mother. Questa è mia madre. Let's learn another family member. We could talk about my sister.
Mia sorella.
Mia sorella.
And really try to skip on that L sound there. Sorella.
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 So to say, this is my sister, we would say,
questa è mia sorella.
Questa è mia sorella.
So in each case here, we've got questa è mia, and then the word for our female family member, mia sorella, mia madre. Let's learn another female family member. It could be mia moglie.
Mia moglie.
And that is my wife. Mia moglie.
Mia moglie.
Mia moglie.
Or my daughter. Mia figlia.
Mia figlia.
Mia figlia.
So, Katie, how would you say this is my daughter?
I think it would be questa è mia figlia.
Benissimo. Questa è mia figlia. So far we have four female family members. And we know how to say this is my sister, mother, daughter, wife. Let's now look at some male family members. Let's start with father. My father is...
Mio padre.
Mio padre.
Let's listen again. My father.
Mio padre.
Mio padre.
Now, if we want to say, this is my father, we're going to change the word questa to questo, because we're talking about my father, a masculine noun. My father. Questo è mio padre.
Questo è mio padre.
Questo è mio padre.
So, when it's a feminine person, a female person that we're introducing, we use questa è mia madre. And if it's a male person that we're introducing, we use questo è mio padre. Hope that makes sense. Let's learn some more male family members. We've got father, padre. We could also learn brother.
Fratello.
So my brother.
Mio fratello.
Mio fratello.
And to say, this is my brother, we would say,
questo è mio fratello.
Questo è mio fratello.
We can also learn the word for husband.
Marito.
My husband.
Mio marito.
Mio marito.
And the word for son.
Figlio.
My son.
Mio figlio.
Mio figlio.
So let's try saying, this is my son.
Questo è mio figlio.
Questo è mio figlio.
Now we've learned how to say my husband, mio marito, and my wife, mia moglie. But you also may want to say my partner. And in this case, things change ever so slightly. Francesca, can you explain how we would say my partner if the partner's male?
Il mio compagno.
Listen again to that.
Il mio compagno.
First of all, let's think about the actual word compagno. It sounds like companion. So, il mio compagno, my companion. And that's the masculine version. You'll have noticed that there is a difference here, however. We don't say mio compagno, but il mio compagno. And this is because, according to the ancient laws of Italian grammar, you only use mio with direct family members. So, mio padre, mio fratello, mio figlio, mio marito. But with my partner, you use il mio compagno. So, how would you say then, this is my partner? Katie, can you work that out?
Questo è mio compagno.
Are you sure?
Questo è il mio compagno.
That's it. So with compagno, we need to say il mio compagno. And the same thing happens with a female partner. So if my female partner is...
La mia compagna.
Here we say la mia compagna. Listen again.
La mia compagna.
So to say, this is my partner, a female partner, I would say...
Questa è la mia compagna.
And note here that the compagna or compagno is referring to the person that we're talking about, not me. So if I am male and I have a male partner, I would say il mio compagno. If I am male and have a female partner, I would say la mia compagna. So we're talking about that person, not yourself.
Mark, if I've introduced my mum by saying questa è mia madre, how do I then go on to say what her name is?
I'm going to be really nasty here. First of all, I'm going to pick you up on your Spanish madre. Madre, with that the sound in your D. In Italian, we don't use that. We use...
Madre.
It's quite a strong D. Madre.
Okay. Madre.
Perfetto. Okay, coming back to your question... To say she is called, you say si chiama.
Si chiama.
Now, you might be thinking that you've heard that before.
Yes. Was that the formal question for what's your name?
Exactly. What is your name in the formal form is come si chiama. So this si chiama is used both for the formal you and for he or she. So you can say, si chiama Janine, if your mother is called Janine.
She's not, but okay. Si chiama Anne, for example.
So questa è mia madre, si chiama Anne.
Questa è mia madre, si chiama Anne.
Perfetto. How would you introduce your father in the same way?
Questo è mio padre, si chiama Alan.
Perfetto. So, si chiama can be used as he or she is called. And to ask the question, what is he called? You just use the same form as you used for the formal you. Come si chiama? Ah, tuo padre. Come si chiama? Your father. What's his name? Come si chiama?
Si chiama Alan.
Tua madre. Come si chiama?
Si chiama Anne.
Okay, there I'm saying tuo and tua, tuo padre, your father, tua madre, your mother.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Interrompiamo questa trasmissione per una comunicazione importante. If you'd like to make faster progress with your Italian, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course
which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes, and bonus listening materials. Allora, cosa aspetti? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your Italian to the next level, go to coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, we're going to leave it there for just now, talking about family members. Next time, we'll be learning how to say, I have a brother and I have two sisters and so on, because we're also going to be learning to count in Italian in the next episode. However, now it's time to turn to Francesca for our caffè culturale.
Grazie, Mark. In the last Caffè Culturale report, I told you a little about the capital of Italy, Roma. Today, we are going to continue our whistle-stop tour of this wonderful city. Did you know that the smallest country in the world is located in the heart of Rome? The Vatican, la città del Vaticano, has a population of around 800 people, and it has a special Vatican euros, and even prints its own stamps. It is also home to the Pope, Il Papa, and the enormous St. Peter's Basilica. The Sistine Chapel, La Cappella Sistina, is located here, where you can admire Michelangelo's handiwork on the church's ceiling. Another popular tourist attraction is the area around the Spanish Steps and the Piazza di Spagna. The Spanish ambassador used to live in the square, which is how the steps got their name. In the square, La Piazza, at the bottom of the steps, you can find a 17th century fountain, La Fontana della Barcaccia, which means the fountain of the old boat. And lastly, we are going to visit the Fontana di Trevi, the Trevi Fountain. The fountain is located in a tiny piazza, a square, in front of a palace, Palazzo Poli, and it's very popular with tourists. Tradition says that if you toss a coin into the water, you will have a safe return trip to Rome, and the fountain collects around 3,000 euros, mamma mia, each day, which is given to charity. I hope this has given you a little insight into Rome if you have never been here before. And now, let's hand it back over to you, Mark.
Grazie, Francesca. I have to say that one of my favourite places in the world is the Fontana di Trevi. I love Rome and I can't wait to go back soon. Okay, it's time to go through some of the words and phrases that we've learned in this lesson. As usual, I'll say the English, Francesca will say the Italian, we'll leave you some space to repeat, then it's over to Katie. Siamo pronti?
Pronti!
Cominciamo! So let's begin with, this is my father.
Questo è mio padre.
Questo è mio padre.
This is my brother.
Questo è mio fratello.
Questo è mio fratello.
This is my son.
Questo è mio figlio.
Questo è mio figlio.
This is my husband.
Questo è mio marito.
Questo è mio marito.
So that's all the masculine ones. Let's think now about the feminine ones. This is my wife.
Questa è mia moglie.
Questa è mia moglie.
This is my sister.
Questa è mia sorella.
Questa è mia sorella.
This is my mother.
Questa è mia madre.
Questa è mia madre.
And this is my daughter.
Questa è mia figlia.
Questa è mia figlia.
We also learned how to say, this is my partner, a male partner.
Questo è il mio compagno.
Questo è il mio compagno.
And this is my female partner.
Questa è la mia compagna.
Questa è la mia compagna.
And one final phrase, he or she is called. So he is called.
Si chiama.
Si chiama.
And buy one, get one free, she is called.
Si chiama.
Si chiama.
Ok, è tutto per oggi e speriamo che vi sia piaciuto.
We do indeed hope that you've enjoyed this lesson of Coffee Break Italian. Don't forget that you can head over to coffeebreakitalian.com to access all of our content there. And if you're interested in becoming a member and getting access to the extra materials and practicing with our bonus audio lessons, our lesson notes and the video lessons, then you can find out what's on offer by going to coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
And remember, you can join me and all of the Coffee Break Italian community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian.
And if you are on Twitter, we are at Learn Italian.
Now, next time, as we mentioned, we're going to be learning the numbers from 1 to 10. And you'll also learn how to say that you have 2 brothers, 3 sisters, 4 sons, 5 daughters, and lots more. For now, grazie mille e arrivederci.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.